Track 10, St. Peter's Church. You are standing outside Mansfield's first parish church, which dates back around 1,000 years, as the Reverend David Fudger explains.
The first evidence of a church here was given to us in the Domesday Book of 1086, where apparently there are two churches in the centre of Mansfield, and the one that remains today is St. Peter's. The early church would have been built mainly of timber and wattled and daub, and there's still evidence of that around. And then the stonework came with the arrival of the Normans, and so to the Saxon church that was here would have been added the Norman tower at the time of the Domesday Book, and then the whole of the nave 50 years later. That would have been about the beginning of the 11th century, and in the beginning of the 12th century, the north aisle being enlarged to enhance the church's, the number of people you could get into church, really. People did start to come to church in the early Middle Ages, and the church would have been full of just individual peasant people sort of standing around, because there wouldn't have been any seats here, on a stone floor, and with plenty of straw all over the floor, ready to hear the priest give a word and be filled with something of what the word of God was in those days.
If you have time, take a look inside the church. On your left, as you enter through the main door, is the nave. A Norman arch revealed here by a fall of brickwork just before the restoration in 1870 also exposed the pitch of the original roof. This would have undoubtedly been thatched with reeds from the River Mourn. Various memorial tablets on the walls and tombstones make for interesting reading, as Reverend David Fudger of St. Peter's describes.
The one set on the floor as you come in through the church was a lady called Margaret Mompesson, who was the daughter of a vicar of Mansfield, but actually, very interestingly, was the granddaughter of the vicar of Eam.
William Mompesson spent 18 months in Eam village during the height of the famous plague there, and was believed to have been the driving force behind the village's extraordinary self-imposed quarantine. Both his son, George, and grandson, William, served a total of 38 years as vicars of Mansfield during the first half of the 18th century.
When you are ready, exit the church and head towards St. Peter's Centre, along the footpath directly in front of you.